Hurricane season continues till the end of November, and we've already had 17 named storms. While these types of storms grab headlines, smaller, more localized ones are on the rise and causing significant damage where they land. From WHYY's Climate Desk, Susan Phillips reports on what this means for homeowners.
On a Monday in early August, thunderstorms tore across the Philadelphia region. Nothing unusual in that. A typical storm. But at a cul-de-sac in Chadds Ford, Delaware County, winds blew in at 95 miles an hour and prompted about 500 calls to the county's 911 call center. Kat Tucker says she was just hanging out at her pool with her husband and two sons when alerts popped up on her son's phone.
And my son's like, "Dad, you got to get in the house." And he came in and I just looked out the back and I'd never seen the trees do that.
Tucker saw trees 50 to 60 to 70 years old, bent over at their trunks. Winds shaved off the tops, leaving shards of trees standing in what was once a wooded, shady neighborhood. One large tree cut a house in half.
It was apocalyptic. Everything was just down.
Tucker said the cost to clean up the trees in her yard alone was about $35,000, which her homeowner's insurance does not cover because the trees didn't damage her house. Delaware County Councilwoman Monica Taylor visited days later with other county officials. She says she's noticing the number of these types of storms increasing.
The number and increasing the severity of those storms that maybe, you know, 15, 20 years ago might have only been a thunderstorm.
Taylor's observations sync up to what researchers and insurance companies are finding in their data. Recent decisions by some insurers in Florida and California to stop providing homeowners coverage in those states raises fears about how the industry will respond to climate change.
I think of insurance as being one of the very first movers in a much longer chain of responses to climate risk.
Ben Keyes is a professor of real estate and finance at UPenn's Wharton School.
So insurers, their goal is to collect premiums and to pay out claims that are less than those premiums. And so when an insurer is not seeing profitable opportunities, they are going to raise their premiums, they're going to cut their coverage, or they're going to leave and stop writing policies.
But experts say Florida and California have unique factors and regulations that don't exist in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, or Delaware. Mark Friedlander is a spokesperson with a nonprofit insurance information institute. The group produces research data for the industry.
Our assessment is the Pennsylvania and New Jersey insurance markets are very strong. They do not have the man-made factors, and they don't have the risk assessment factors. So we have not seen conditions in either state similar to what we have experienced in either California or Florida.
What's more likely to happen here in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware are increased rates and changes to deductibles or how policies are structured. Dale Hall is director of research with the Society of Actuaries Research Institute. They provide data that helps insurers assess risk, including climate risk.
What is the prominence of extreme weather events and how are they important in the overall calculation of property insurance?
Hall says in a recent survey, more than half of property owners said extreme weather events have had an impact on their home. In the coming decades, he predicts a 40 to 50% increase in property losses nationwide from what they call inland flooding.
Flooding that happens when you're not necessarily in a river or a floodplain, but, you know, in major cities, in places where there's a large accumulation of water that could happen from large thunderstorms occurring, those types of property losses are just going to become a little bit more prominent over the next 10 or 20 years.
But here's the catch. Flooding is not covered by homeowners insurance. Only those who live in a designated FEMA floodplain have to get flood insurance. Private insurers have begun to offer flood insurance to homeowners on top of regular coverage, but very few people, 4% nationwide, have flood insurance. So flooding is not even a factor when it comes to assessing a homeowner's risk. Still, apart from flooding, Hall says high winds, toppled trees, and other extreme weather damage, like what happened during that August storm in Delaware County, are on the rise.
The thing that we've started to see a little bit more of is what I'll call more medium-sized events. The risk also is that those medium-sized events, if you start to have 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 of them across a full calendar year, they may aggregate in total to be even more than what we knew 15 years ago as one severe event happening once per year.
For some local homeowners, insurance premiums are rising. But a big factor is not climate at all. It's inflation. It now costs a lot more to repair storm or fire damage. The Insurance Information Institute says those costs are rising about 55% since the start of the pandemic. And some homeowners have even found themselves dropped by their insurance carriers. Jennifer Greenfield lives in the Philly suburbs and says her insurer made a surprise visit, told them they had some moss on their roof, and then canceled their policy.
How did you feel about that?
Shocked to not have homeowners insurance, especially in an area where we desperately need it. Trees are the number one concern, that a tree or a limb or a branch can fall on our home at any time and cause millions of dollars of damage was just really upsetting.
Local insurance brokers say this is happening more and more. They point to inflation and the increased replacement costs should a storm hit. Back in Chatsford, Delaware County, Kat Tucker says she feels lucky none of those giant trees landed on her house.
This was a very shaded yard, but we can grow grass now. So we're looking at the positive. I told my son we'll find some trees, we'll plant some fun stuff.
Delaware County officials say during that storm, 34 homes were damaged. 2 were completely destroyed. Tree removal alone in that one little cul-de-sac cost residents more than $100,000 out of pocket. For the Climate Desk, I'm Susan Phillips, WHYY News.